In this bulletin, the government releases details of its new budget. Mixed reaction from community and business leaders to the provisions of the budget. And in the AFL, Essendon's Adam Saad keen to be traded to Carlton. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Tax cuts and a wage subsidy for employers to take on younger workers are two of the key measures in this year's federal budget. There's also money for welfare recipients, with seniors, carers and disability support recipients to receive cash payments of $500. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the deficit for this financial year is expected to be more than $213 billion.
COVID-19 will see our deficit reach $213.7 billion this year, falling to $66.9 billion by 2023-24. Net debt will increase to $703 billion, or 36% of GDP this year, and peak at $966 billion, or 44% of GDP in June 2024.
Unemployment is forecast to peak at 8% in December, and the budget is focused on getting people who have lost jobs because of the pandemic back into work. Younger Australians make up a significant portion of those without work, so Josh Frydenberg has announced incentives for employers to provide work to people aged up to 35. Called JobMaker, the hiring credit will be payable for up to 12 months and is available to employers who hire 16 to 35-year-olds who are currently on the JobSeeker program. The government is also introducing a $1 billion job trainer fund, which aims to provide more than 340,000 places on free or low-cost courses to boost the skills of school leavers and job seekers. Tax cuts that were scheduled for 2022 have been brought forward and backdated to the 1st of July this year. The business community has largely welcomed Josh Frydenberg's budget announcement. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry is supporting the help being given to encourage Australian entrepreneurs to take risks and the breaks being given to older businesses which have been badly affected by coronavirus. Farmers say it's a good budget for them, with the government recognising that farmers and rural and regional communities can help kickstart the recovery. Jennifer Westacott, the Chief Executive of the Business Council of Australia, says job creation is the answer.
Well, this is absolutely the right budget at the right time. This is going to instill confidence, inspire hope in Australians. It turns the corner from money being spent on support to money being spent on job creation, on getting people back to work and getting businesses back on track.
While business leaders are welcoming the provisions of the budget, others are less sure. Dr. John Fauzan is a senior fellow in inequality and social justice at the think tank Per Capita and a former CEO of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. He says the budget takes Australia in the wrong direction. He says the Treasurer is asking us to place our trust in a discredited theory that with the right mix of tax breaks and deregulation, the wealth will trickle down.
Tonight's budget is really a triumph of ideology over common sense and the common good. A budget with lots of trinkets and baubles, a budget of short-term cash but long-term uncertainty, a budget without a heart.
Top United States defence officials have been forced to quarantine after a military aide to President Donald Trump tested positive for COVID-19. General Mark Milley, the highest-ranked military official in the US, is among those isolating as a precaution alongside members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and other defence officials. The military aide, who tested positive, travels with Mr. Trump and is reportedly a member of the Coast Guard. It's the latest string of infections linked to the White House, with more than a dozen insiders confirmed to have been infected so far. In sport, Essendon will be looking to secure compelling compensation from Carlton after defender Adam Saad nominated the Blues as his club of choice. Saad, who has played 61 games for the Bombers after 48 at Gold Coast, informed Essendon on Tuesday of his wish to move on. The 26-year-old averaged a career-high 18.9 disposals per game this season, despite the shortened game length, and his departure is another big blow to Essendon's hopes of turning around a poor 2020. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, showers developing in 16. Melbourne, early fog with rain developing, 18 degrees. Hobart, mostly sunny in 17. Canberra, rain, 19. Wollongong, rain at times in 20. Sydney, possible late rain in 22 degrees. Newcastle, cloudy, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy in 27. Cairns, similar conditions, 29. And Darwin, a shower or two with a likely storm, 32 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.